to be afraid of the enemy at any point in our lives, because power has been vested in us, each and every one of us, by the Lord. And when he gives us power, there is no greater power. So we can utilize the power to be strong. We can utilize the power to have faith. We can utilize the power to cast out demons. We can utilize the power to heal people. We can utilize the power to encourage ourselves when we're not feeling like we are enough. Why? Because of the power that's been vested in us. We serve a God who is almighty. We serve a God who is a source of strength. We serve a God who rules over heaven and earth. So because we are his children, we ought to be flabbergasted, elated, that we can share that power that he has given us with others, right? Amen, amen. Praise the Lord in this place. Amen. So, excuse me. We again thank everyone who participated in the conference on yesterday. I'll do more remarks on that later. But mother-in-law, as I was in my quiet time one day this week, a song came into my spirit. And I know you'll know it. Some of the rest of us will catch on. My daddy might know it. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we fill our hearts with praise. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived. When we shall leave this place, there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord.
Yes, God.
Sweet Holy Spirit. Sweet Heavenly Dove. Stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived. When we shall leave this place, Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit in this place. We know, Lord, that it is your Spirit, Lord God, and we just thank you for allowing us to be in this place on today, God. I pray for each person that is here, Lord God, and I pray for the households that they represent. I pray that you would bless those homes, Lord God, according to your riches and glory, Lord, according to their needs, Lord God. I pray, God, that you will just continue to bless this ministry as we move forward in your name, Lord God, and continue through the vision that you have cast on this church, Lord God. We pray, God, that as I preach this word on this morning, that it will touch the hearts of your people and that they will hear something, Lord God, that will spark a fire and a heart desire, Lord God, to do what it is that you would have them to do, Lord. For we are all anointed, appointed, and assigned to do your work, Lord God. It is in your name that I pray this prayer of faith, believing and receiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for, again, the opportunity to be here on this morning. We thank you for those who are watching on Facebook this morning as well. The scripture that I'm going to be coming from this morning is Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3. If you can stand when you get that word, we will move forward. Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3. I'm reading from the New King James Version, and it reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Amen?
Amen.
You may be seated. Title that I have tagged this message with on this morning is "By the Powers Vested in Me." By the powers vested in me. Now, Isaiah was a prophet that we have known for delivering messages of judgment and hope to the people in Judah and Jerusalem. And a lot of his messages focused was on the coming of Christ and establishing God's kingdom. Based on this passage of scripture and the focus of our women's conference this weekend, I've chosen the topic, "By the powers vested in me." Now, you usually hear that phrase only when there's a wedding and the officiant uses that to declare that the legal covenant that he has done on today is valid. It signifies the legal authority granted to the officiant by the state to perform marriages. He's given that certain power based on his credentials. Another common phrase in the court system is "the court finds," or "it is the judgment of this court." Uh-huh. These phrases often precede a judge's final decision or determination in the case, particularly in civil matters. The judge utilizes his authority to declare this decision because of the authority or the power he has. Yes. The goal of my message today is to help us realize that as children of the Most High God, we, and by the power that he has given us, we have authority over the enemy.
Yeah, yeah.
We too can make impactful changes in the lives of people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I won't focus on all the powers that are listed in the scripture that I read. I'm asking you to go back and read those in your private personal prayer time and kind of check those things out. In order for us to utilize the power that has been vested in us, we have to be anointed by the Father.
Yes.
Anointed by the Father. Now, we've shared over and over again how important it is to have a personal relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not trying to scare you. We're just trying to emphasize the importance and its benefits.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark 16, verses 15 through 16 says, "And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. I'm a firm believer that we need God in our lives, not only for salvation purposes and his blessings, but for sanity. As saved as you are, and I think, and you and I think we are, there is no way we would be able to deal with life challenges without having an intimate relationship with God. It's the Holy Spirit that sustains us and keeps us on track. Listen, you have no idea what many of the people you look to as strong believers and strong people of faith have to deal with. Because what you see is us trying to walk in the obedience despite what we are going through. And oh my God, if we didn't have God on our side, it would all be a mess. It would just be a mess. A mess. We are not exempt from the need to have an intimate relationship with Christ. You definitely have a choice, but make sure you're ready to deal with the consequences of that choice. Without a relationship, there is no anointing. Without a relationship, there is no power. So again, to utilize the power vested in us, we have to be anointed by the Father. This is going to go pretty quick today. Point number two, the second thing that we need to do in order to utilize the power vested in us is understand and complete the assignment. In case you missed the first one, it was we need to be anointed by the Father. I'm going to use appointment and assignment interchangeably for this point. To be appointed means to assign a job or a role to someone. To be assigned means to appoint to a post or duty. The Bible is filled with stories about people who were on assignment. Adam and Eve were on assignment, naming all of the animals, being fruitful and multiplying and replenishing the earth. David was on an assignment. Before he became king of Israel, David's primary job was a shepherd taking care of his father's sheep. He also gained fame for being skilled in harp, playing the harp, and later as a warrior. Later in his life, he became king of Israel. He was on assignment. Noah was on assignment to build the ark and to load it based on all of God's specifications. He gave him specific instructions about what he wanted and how he wanted Noah to build that ark. Who could go on, who couldn't go on, right? Deborah was a prophetess and a judge in ancient Israel. She was a leader who guided the Israelites, settled disputes, and relayed God's word. She was particularly known for leading the Israelites to victory against the Canaanites and inspiring a period of peace. Monique told us yesterday about Mary and her assignment. Mary's assignment was to birth Jesus. She said yesterday there was no greater assignment than to birth Jesus. Amen. And we all know Jesus had an assignment. And it's because of him completing his assignment that we can be included in receiving our assignments and receive our assignments from God to help his people. If it wasn't for him, these messages that we preach every Sunday would have no validity. So thank you, Jesus, for your obedience. Thank you, Jesus, for completing your assignment. Amen. The question of the day, of the week, of the month, of the year, of your life is, what is your assignment? What is your assignment? And where are you in completing your assignment? Now I'm going to dig back into my school analogies for this one. The majority of the people in this room have been students at one point. In school, we are all given the same assignment in the class, right? And it was our job to complete it, whether it was an in-class or at-home assignment, right? The next day, we were to turn in our assignments, and our grade was based on what we submitted. High grades were given to those who completed the assignment and got the majority of the problems correct. Medium grades were given to those who completed the work and got only some of the answers right. Right? We following that? Low grades were given to those who either completed the work and got the majority of the answers wrong or didn't finish the questions. And failing grades were given to those who either didn't complete the work, answer the questions, or didn't turn it in. All right. Your grade was based on what you turned in.
Yeah.
So again, the question is, where are you in completing your assignment by God? Are we working hard to complete it? Counting on the time that we think we have to still complete it and just sporadically working on it? I get to it later. Are you having problems understanding the assignments and need a little extra help from the teacher? Or are you not even concerned about completing the assignment at all? Because you don't believe it's important to you or that it applies to you. It don't even really matter. Because who said there's a heaven? Who said there's a hell? Who said there's Christ? Some people just feel like that, right? Like I said, you have to be ready for the consequences of your actions. Whether you are wherever you are on the spectrum, God is like that teacher that can see your potential and give you time to redo the assignment if you need it. Meaning we can change our current status. We serve a God who is always ready to help us to move forward in Him. He wants us to do well and will put people in our lives to help us, encourage us on the way. We just have to make sure and have an understanding that we are completing the assignment as a priority in our lives. Amen. Third thing we need to do is acknowledge and accept authority given to us. Acknowledge and accept it. Because we have people who know what they're supposed to be doing, but they're not doing it. So if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, then they acknowledge that God has called them. They acknowledge that God can see the power in them. But because they're not doing what God has them to do, they don't have the authority that God has given them and can't work in the full authority that God has given them. Why? Because they're being disobedient. Authority is the power The power or right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce obedience. Enforce obedience. That's what our job is. That's what our assignment is to be obedient to whatever task, whatever job, whatever role that the Lord has given us. That's our assignment. How many of you in the audience today have served or serve in a leadership role in your career? Let me see your hand. You are in a leadership role or you've served in a leadership role in your career. Thank you. Depending on your position, you may have people who report to you. You may have your own office. You may have keys to places that regular staff doesn't have. You may be invited to leadership meetings and conferences that others can't attend. Whatever your leadership role is, it may allow you the power and authority to make certain decisions without having to check in with the CEO all the time. You don't have to run every time you need to make a decision. You have the power and authority to make decisions, right? It's a privilege that has been given to you because of your own working relationship and leadership capabilities. You can be trusted to do the right thing. Can God trust you to do the right thing? When we are appointed by the Father and understand the complete assignment that we have to do, we can acknowledge and accept the authority He has given to us. We can do it because we know why. God is behind us. God is not going to leave us astray. He is going to be there every time we need Him to help us in this walk, right? So even though we might be fearful sometimes, or sometimes we may doubt what our true strength and our ability is, God is there, or He's put people in our place to help us to excel in what it is we need to do. Now, flesh this out. I'm going to use an analogy that Marvel fans can appreciate. I'm not really a Marvel fan. My husband and kids are Marvel fans. I told Isaac I was going to use a Marvel analogy today. You know what he said to me? You better use it right. Because Marvel fan, Isaac named his dog Marvel. That's how much of a fan he is, right? So I'm going to use this little analogy about Marvel. So for those of you who don't know what Marvel is, from the things that I'm going to say today, you could just think about Popeye and spinach. How Popeye was a weak man without the spinach, but then when he had his spinach, he had all power and authority and he could beat up the people. So those of you that need to hang out in that mind frame, y'all just hang out right there. But the Marvel fans can come on with me as I talk about a few of the characters and how they were utilizing their power. So we'll start with Captain America. Captain America was a weak soldier, but he was given a serum to make him invisible and live forever. Invincible. Oh, that's what I have here. I just read it wrong. Invincible. Okay? Serum gave him power. Live forever. The Hulk. Many of y'all know the Hulk. The Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
Big old man turned green. The Hulk was a scientist. And the scientist researched gamma radiation, which got into his system, and he turned into the Hulk. So he was a scientist, doctor, big old mishap, stuff got in him. When he got angry, don't make him mad. Turn green and knock stuff down. Because he had the power that was given to him. Then you have Spider-Man. Spider-Man worked in a newspaper organization as a photographer, but he was bitten by a spider, which then allowed him to activate his spidey sense. And he could spin webs to capture his opponents or criminals. Y'all should see Isaac's face over here. Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel was named Billy Batson, who could transform himself into the Earth's mightiest mortal by speaking the word Shazam. Is that right? That right, Isaac? Okay. Other Marvel characters include Thor, Iron Man, Black Widow, Hawkeye. Might be more. I don't know who they are. I won't know these tomorrow. But where am I going with this? Where am I going with this? We were once sinners, living under the control of Satan. But we accepted Christ in our lives and became saints. We were once defeated by demons. But when we utilize the power vested in us through Jesus Christ, we can cast them out. We were once brokenhearted, but when we utilize the power vested in us through Christ, we can share how God was there for us. We can heal the brokenhearted. We were bound and held captive by various physical, mental, and spiritual strongholds in our lives. But now that we have allowed Christ to deliver us from them, we can utilize the power vested in us through Christ to set those who are still captive free.
Yes.
Why am I saying all this? We don't have to be bound. We can change situations in our lives by utilizing the power that has been vested in us. The thing is, we have to realize what that power is and whose strength we have. Because we can, you know, I remember something about an analogy about an elephant and an ant. And the elephant was afraid of the ant. Now, why was the elephant, with all its strength, with all its power, with all its size, according to an ant, scared? Because he didn't realize or utilize the power that was invested in him. He could have just stepped on the ant. He could have took his trunk and just swooped it away. He could have just made a loud roar or whatever his little thing, whatever you call his sound is. And the breath from that could have blew the ant away, right? We have those same powers. That when we truly know who we are in Christ, we can speak to mountains and they will move. We can speak to situations in our lives and they will change. We can speak highly and favorable of those who God has placed in our spirit, and they will be encouraged. They will know that because I had an encounter with Sister Kim, or because I had an encounter with Sister Kaylee, or because I had an encounter with Sister Gwen, I now know that I can do more than I thought I could do because of the power that is vested in me. We don't have to be afraid of the enemy at any point in our lives, because power has been vested in us, each and every one of us, by the Lord. And when he gives us power, there is no greater power. So we can utilize the power to be strong. We can utilize the power to have faith. We can utilize the power to cast out demons. We can utilize the power to heal people. We can utilize the power to encourage ourselves when we're not feeling like we're enough. Why? Because of the power that's been vested in us. We serve a God who is almighty. We serve a God who is a source of strength. We serve a God who rules over heaven and earth. So because we are his children, we ought to be flabbergasted, elated, that we can share that power that he has given us with others, right? What is your assignment? Where are you on the spectrum of completing your assignment? As we've gone through this weekend with the conference, that is what our question has been. What is our assignment? It's important that we use our assignment, not when it's convenient for us, but when God has directed us. Pastor says that's obedience when you do it right when he say it. There may be questions, but while you're questions, you need to be moving. Because he will answer those questions while you're moving. Because he sees that you have the faith and the desire to do what it is that he would have you to do, even though you don't understand. When you don't understand, that means we have to fall on our face and pray, God, I don't understand why I keep going here and there and here and there and here and there when I'm serving you. We have to be on our face before him saying, Lord, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing right? How much more do I have to fight? Because he has something for us. And like Monique just said a minute ago, he's doing something. Zoe, are we keeping God from doing something in this ministry because we are not on our assignment? Are we not doing what God has asked us to do? Are we just good with the middle grade? Are we just good with the status quo? Are we like Brother Greg said earlier, whose job is it to do this or that? What has God called us to do? How can we make a difference in this ministry? How can we make a difference in the lives of our children? How can we make a difference of the lives of people outside of these doors? We won't know if we don't have having a talk with the Lord. We don't know if we don't recognize and accept our assignment. We won't know until we move in the power and authority that God has given us. That is my challenge to you, to be in God's power. There's a song that says, would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you over evil, I didn't bring my glasses up here, evil, a victory win. There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. I'm going to skip these other verses, but when we get to the chorus, because I know that by heart, there's power, power, wonder-working power. In the blood of the Lamb, there's power, power, wonder-working power. In the precious blood of the Lamb. Why is that song important? Because he has power. He has given us power. And as long as we are walking in the power of the blood that he has given us, we cannot be defeated because of the power that has been vested in us. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for the power, God, that you have given us. And even thank you, God, for the assignments that you have given us. Because the assignments are not always easy. The assignments will not always be accepted by others. But we have to be concerned with what you say. Yes. And if it's acceptable and pleasing in your sight. God, help us to walk more worthy of the calling that you have given us, Lord God. Help us, Lord, to be more conscious of our status. Not economic status, not leadership status, not society status, but our status with completing the work that you have given us. Lord, we pray and ask you to forgive us where we've been weak and where we've been complacent. We pray, God, that you will strengthen us, Lord God, that we will do your will. We know these days are getting shorter. We know our days are getting shorter and shorter. And we want to know that we have done the work that you have given us, Lord. We want to leave this earth empty because we have poured out what it is that you've poured in us. It is in your name that I pray this prayer of faith, believing and receiving. Amen.